Okay, so let's so today we're going to discuss the Sota, the story of the Sota, and we'll talk a bit about how when does the rule of the Sota apply, what's unique about the Sota, and what's the goal, I guess, of this very strange ritual. Let's just read a little bit about the Sota ritual. Actually, there are the the Torah discusses it in Perakei of Parshas Naso, and the Kohen or the husband who suspects his wife brings his wife to the Kohen, and they make her swear. And then so she drinks this kind of potion, and there's a korban that's offered, and if she's found guilty, so then she dies in a very gruesome kind of way. The question I have is sort of like what's unique? There are two aspects of the whole Sota ritual that are unique. Can you think of two aspects of this ritual that you find are very, very unusual that we don't find really, I don't know, elsewhere throughout Judaism? What are two aspects of this ritual, how it's different than almost
One is
anything
drinking, that's
else?
for sure.
What?
One is drinking, that's for sure.
She drinks something. Okay. We don't have, I would say even more than that we don't find elsewhere in the entire Torah. Right, in Perakei, Pasuk Chaf Zayin, Pasuk says, "Vehishka samayim." They make her drink the water. Vaya im nitma'av. She indeed sinned. Vatimol mal beisha. She was unfaithful to her husband. Uba'u ba hamayim hama'arim lemarim. And the cursed waters will become bitter. Vatzavza bitna. And her stomach will swell. Vanafla yirecha. And her thighs will kind of, I don't know. We'll disassemble, and again, basically, she's going to die. So we don't really find this elsewhere in Tanakh, or I'm sorry, in the Chumash, that a judgment is determined by a miracle. Usually, there are two witnesses. Let's say, as evidence of a crime, if there's evidence. Then there's a punishment. If there's not, there's no punishment. Maybe there's something called Mishpat HaMelech, and sometimes the king can make additional rules that he finds are necessary for society. But the fact that Torah here tells us that this occurred because of a miracle is very unusual. And the Ramban just points out, there's nothing, none of the other laws are determined by a miracle except for this, the Sota ritual. It's a miracle that's established among Klai. It's only when we're doing the will of God. Zimas Yesaramim, so that the goal is so that we don't engage in this kind of immorality. We want to avoid mamzerus, right? If a married woman has an affair and she has a child, so the child's a mamzer. So there, and then the Ramban continues and he says, Ulafichach, and therefore, Pasaka inyan hazeh misha shenitkaklu baveros. That once people were becoming immoral in general, so this would serve no effect. In a society which for the most part, everyone is acting morally. So if there is like one glitch in the system, so you have to fix it, you have to deal with it. You don't want it to spread. But once it's spread, then forget about it. Sort of like if let's say a teacher is teaching in a class and the teacher says anyone who talks will have a severe punishment. And if one student talks and the teacher gives the student a severe punishment, So the class will then become quiet. But if all the students are talking, and giving all the students a severe punishment won't really impact it. There's something much, it's a systemic problem about the class. So similarly, if the society is full of adulterers, so then this miracle would not happen. The Rambam says the same thing. The Rambam says in Hilchos Sota, Perek Beis Lachaches, Kol Isha Ba Bia Asur Miyamav Achar Shehigdil, Ein Amai Marim Bodkim Asa Ishta. So he says, first of all, if the man had an affair, there's the husband also had an affair, so then nothing would happen to the woman. And the Rambam in Hilchos Sota Perek Gimel Lach Yud Zayin, he writes, he says, first of all, Ba'oz Hashah Shetamos Hi Yamus Hanoef Shehishka Al Yado B'chol Machum Chehu V'yera Lo Moro She'iru Lo Litzpos Beter V'lan Pil Yorech. So the Rambam writes that, by the way, whatever happens to the woman who commits adultery, if her stomach swells and she dies, so the man that she had adultery with, it will also happen to him, wherever he is at that point. So it's interesting. Why is it happening to her in public and him wherever he is? Maybe we'll make a suggestion. And then he says again, it's only if the husband didn't sin. But if he did sin, so the water doesn't check his wife. And therefore, therefore, when the adulterers increased openly during the time of Second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't observe this ritual, and they based on a pasuk that Shem's not going to perform this miracle, kitiznena, when Klal Yisrael are engaging in znus, immorality. So that's sort of the first unique aspect about the sota, that you have a miracle to determine a verdict. There's a second aspect of the sota, which is also very unique, and that is the name of God is erased. Right? When the woman is drinking the water, so Perakei Pasuk Chav Gimel, the Torah says, V'kasav es ha'olos ha'ela ha'kod b'sefer macha el mei hamarim, that there are all these curses that the Kohen makes the woman swear, and then they write it in a scroll, and they put the scroll in the bitter water. So they're erasing God's name, because part of this, the curse, if you look in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it has God's name, Yitien Hashem Osach, God's name is written. So we're causing God's name to be erased. There's a debate in the Mishnah. Balo Lichtov is a Megillah, Meisa Makum Hu Kosev. From where do you start writing? Is it from Imlo Shachav Ish, Va'at Ki Satit Tachat Isheich? So is it from the Perek Hey Pasuk Yutes, Imlo Shachav, from there, all the way until Pasuk Chaf Beis, is that what's written? So that's one opinion in the Mishnah. The second opinion sort of says that, you know, the question is, do you write, when the Pasuk says, and the Kohen will make her swear, and the Kohen makes her swear in Pasuk Chaval, V'amar Kohen, the Kohen says to the woman, V'amar Isha, so does the narrative, is that in the scroll? That's a debate in the Mishnah. Right? In other words, the one opinion is Ve'eno kosev amri yisha amen v'amen. You don't write what, you don't narrate. You just write the curse itself. And Rabbi Yossi says lo yomafsik. We don't stop. We write the whole section. And Rabbi Yehuda says we just write Yitir Hashem Oscha Yosach la'ol l'shvo, the last pasuk. So there's a debate as to what you write, but from some of these psukim. However, you're erasing God's name. And the Gemara says in Makos of Chafizim and Aleph that you're not allowed to erase God's name, because the Pasuk says, V'yibadatem es shemam lo tasu kein l'shem elokeichem. In Dvarim Yud Beis, the Torah says you should destroy all the places that the non-Jews worshipped when you enter into Eretz Yisrael, destroy their altars, and destroy their idols, right? And And then the Torah says, well, don't do this to Hashem your God. Meaning what? That you're not allowed to, this is fine, and that means you're not allowed to erase God's name. So these are the two unique things that you have by the Sota. Number one, the verdict is via miracle. And secondly, you are erasing God's name. So it's pretty serious. In order to perform this ritual. So let's talk a bit about the requirements for the Sota procedure. How does it happen? So the Torah tells us in Parakeh Pasuk Yud Beis, the Be'al B'nai Yisrael, V'marti Lehem Ish Ish Ki Sista Ishto Mala Bobal. So you have a woman who cheats on her husband, or supposedly she goes astray. Vishachav ish osa shichva zera, so a man has relations with her. V'nela me'enei isha, her husband doesn't see it. V'nistera, and she is secluded. V'hi nitma'a, and she was impure. V'eid ein ba, but there is no witness. V'hi lo nitpasa, wasn't by force. But v'avar alav ruach kina. So Rashi says, "Wasn't v'avar l'ruach kina kodem l'stira?" Before she secludes herself with this man, the husband is overcome with a fit of jealousy. V'kine es ishto, and he is jealous. Lila means jealous of his wife. What that means is, Rashi points out, says lashon hasra shemasra bal tistiri im ish ploni. In other words, the husband is overcome with, he apparently suspects that she is with this particular man, and he says, do not seclude yourself with this particular man. And then, v'hidit ma, right, and she was tameh. Now she had an affair. O avar, alav ruach kina v'kines ishto v'hi lo nitma. So what does that mean? Kolomar hu itrabo va'avral hasraso. So he told her, don't be alone with this guy. And she violated it, and she was alone with him, but it's not known if it was nitma'a, if she actually had an affair, or simply lo nitma'a, or she didn't have an affair. And then behavior yishtisho alko, and then he brings his wife to the kohen. So the rule is, if you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Sota, Perek Afalach Aleph. So number one, the Rambam tells us what you have to do. Kinoi ha'amor batora v'kinei es ishto. So what is it? Hu sheyomar la b'fnei edim al tistri imploni. So a man just can't take his wife and give her to drink the bitter waters. He has to first say to her in front of two witnesses, don't seclude yourself with this particular person. It's not, again, that he suspects her when she secluded herself with any strange person. He has to say, don't seclude yourself with this particular person. And Halacha Dalet says, Amar la bifnei shnayim. He said to her in front of two people, Al tadabri imploni, and say kinoi. It's not kinoi, it's not considered a warning if he says to her in front of two people, don't speak with this man. Even though she secluded herself with him with witnesses, vishahas, Kedei Tuma, and she was alone with him, the time would take to be intimate, Lo Nesra, Love Eino, Shosa Bikino Izeh. She doesn't drink the water. If he just says, don't talk with her, no, that doesn't work. He has to say in front of two witnesses, don't seclude yourself with her. And then Halacha Hei, the Rambam writes, V'cheinim Amar La, Altistri Ima. Let's say he says, don't seclude yourself with her, with this man. V'ra'u Medaberis Ima. And what happens? He sees that she's flirting with him, she's speaking with him. Enzo stira, no, that's not considered, that's not a problem halachically, or that would not lead to the Sota ritual because it's not secluding. Lo Nasser, lo Shosa, she's not forbidden to him, and she doesn't drink. V'chenim lo kadam kinoi, and let's say he didn't warn her. Ubo shtam v'yidishinistra imzeh v'shas k'dei tuma. Let's say two witnesses come and say, you know that guy that she's been flirting with? Well, I saw that two of them were secluding themselves in a certain place, and they were together for a long time. the time it would take to be intimate. So nevertheless, lo nesra al bala v'neshosa. She's not forbidden her husband. It's only in a situation where he sees her, he warns her, do not seclude yourself anymore with this person. He does it in front of witnesses, and then she secludes herself in front of witnesses. So now, so here's the key. So let's see. So what happens then? So let's try to play this out a little bit. So he warns her in front of two witnesses. Don't seclude yourself in front of this guy. Don't seclude yourself with this man. And then she does. And two witnesses come and say that she was with this man. So what are the options here? What are the options? What are the options? Like, what happens now? Does she have to drink the water? Anyone? Any thoughts? Like, what happens in practice?
Say it again.
I want to know, let's say he warns her, don't seclude yourself with this guy. And he said in front of two witnesses. And then she secludes herself in front of in front of two witnesses with this guy. Does she automatically drink the water? Are there any other options?
I would say yes.
What?
I would say yes.
What are the other options?
Options is that they didn't actually see her with him.
Okay. So they didn't see. In other words, there's no evidence that they had an affair. There's only evidence that they violated yichud. So what are the options?
Well, they could get a divorce.
Okay, so they can get a divorce, right? So number one, they can get a divorce. And does she get the ksuva or not? What do you think?
Not.
You think not? Why not?
Violated terms of it.
Maybe, right? So let's say he says to her, I want you to drink the water. And she says, I want to get divorced. So would she get the ksuva or not? What do you think?
Bezin would have to decide.
What would they decide?
I think she has to drink the waters.
You think she has to drink? She always has to drink the waters.
That's what I think.
Okay. So let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Sota, Perek Beis Lachaf. This is actually very important to understand what Sota is all about. In Hilchos Sota, Perek Beis Lachaf, Isha Shekinei La V'Nistara, a woman who the husband warned her, she was secluded, Ein Kofin Osa Lishtos, we don't force her to drink. Ela Im Ratzas V'Amra, we don't force her to drink. Im Ratzas V'Amra Hein Nitmesi. So let's say she says, yeah, I did have an affair. Does she get killed? She doesn't get killed. You know why? Because there are no witnesses. Remember, you can't be put to death unless there are witnesses. So let's say they said, oh, we caught you. You had yichud with this man. So she said, okay, you're right. I was wrong. Tetzib lo ksuva. He divorces her. She was unfaithful to him. She goes out without a ksuva. Vinesra al bala la'olam v'enoshosa. She's forbidden to her husband, and she doesn't drink the waters. Okay, so that's one option. V'chedim amra eni tmeya v'eni shosa. Let's say she says, I did not have an affair, but I'm not drinking that water. Ein kofi nosa lishtos. We don't force her to drink. V'teitse b'lo ksuva. But she also doesn't get the ksuva. Right? And also, if her husband says, I don't want to give her a drink, or let's say he was with someone after she secluded herself, she doesn't drink, and she takes her ksuva, and she leaves, and she's forbidden to him. So basically, if she The husband says, I don't trust you. I want you to drink. So she has to drink or leave without a ksuva, unless the husband himself also was unfaithful. If she says, I want to drink, and the husband says, no, I don't want you to drink, just leave. So she leaves, she gets the ksuva.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the sota really about? What's the goal of the sota? So if you look in Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, he says the following. In Amos Yaakov, he says, Nira tam shitzricha Torah kol parsha zos. Why? What's the reason why the Torah needs this whole parsha? Sheteva ha'adam hu, she'im nichnas belibo, eza min chshad alishto. If a man suspects his wife, shuv lo yotza, lo yetzi asafik milibo la'ola. Elim kein ha'kadosh baruch hu kiviyachol b'chvodo v'yatzam abtich lo she'amnam hi tahora. Once a man suspects his wife, then there is no way that he will know, that he will always suspect her until God himself promises the man that his wife is telling the truth. In other words, what does the sota deal with? The sota is dealing with the stalemate between the husband and the wife, between a couple that doesn't trust each other. Even though when it comes to other laws of the Torah, two witnesses establish something. Even if the husband hears from two witnesses that she didn't have an affair, he's not going to completely believe. The trustworthiness in two witnesses is a decree from God that we're obligated to establish law from them. But to the emotion, the suspicion of the husband, this will not help. Once he tells his wife, I don't want you to be seclude yourself with this man, and then she does, and the witnesses saw her that she secluded herself, he doesn't trust her. Even if a Navi would tell her in the name of God that his wife did not have an affair, we're obligated to believe in the words of the Navi. This is a halacha again. He's not going to trust the Navi unless he is definitely sure. And therefore the Torah commanded Limchos as Shem Hashem, to erase God's name, Ulahashkos as Hamayim Hamarim Leisha, and to give the bitter water to the woman. And this test will determine the truth. And it's as if this is testifying about the woman, this woman, that she's Tahora. V'nimtza, and emerges, she yisod parsha sota, eina lahanish es hachota. It's not to punish the sinner. El adrava is the opposite. Lavtiach shehazakois tiazakois gam be'enei bala beli shum pikpuk klal. But to ensure that she is considered innocent in the eyes of her husband without any doubt whatsoever, perhaps this is why only the woman drinks this potion. The man who she is accused of having an affair with doesn't drink it. Because if they're guilty, he's also going to be killed. But the public ritual is to do what? Is to restore the trust between her and her husband if she's innocent. If she's guilty, who cares, you know, where he is, where she is? That doesn't make a difference. The purpose is to perform this miracle to restore the trust. V'zeh kavanos mamar chazal. And this is the intent of the passage of chazal. Gadol shalom shebenish leishto. Peace between husband and wife is so great. Sheharei amra Torah shmo shekadosh baruch hu shenichta b'kdusha yimach al amayim. That the Torah said that the name of God that's written in holiness will be erased by the sota water. In other words, it was so important to restore trust between husband and wife in a situation where there's a doubt, when there's a lack of trust between husband and wife, that the only way to restore the trust is through a miracle. The only way to restore trust is if God's name is erased. And that's so important to restore the trust between husband and wife. The purpose of this ritual is actually not to embarrass the wife, but it's to form this miracle to restore the trust. That's why the male adulterer, so he'll get killed, he'll get his own, if indeed they were unfaithful. If indeed, the two of them were unfaithful. And that's why when the husband suspects the wife, so she doesn't have to drink. She doesn't have to drink. They could get divorced. If she wants to drink and he doesn't, so she gets the ksuva. If she doesn't want to drink, right, or she admits, they also get divorced, but she doesn't get the ksuva because she was clearly unfaithful. So does it a situation where neither side wants to get divorced. They want the marriage to continue. They want to be together, but he just doesn't trust her. So the only thing that can restore the trust is the miracle. And obviously the sota, which is a very difficult, mitzvah, halacha, it actually points to how important peace and trust and faithfulness are in the Jewish marriage, such that this is the only situation where God will perform a miracle only when Bnei Yisrael are worthy to restore the trust between husband and wife. And it's the only time where God is willing to erase his name also in order to restore that trust.